Well, I think as we've dealt with this pandemic over the past 13 or 14 months, the reality is that there really was not a playbook available. Individuals, companies, governments have all been kind of dealing with it on an ad hoc basis going forward on a day-to-day basis. The question is, should we prepare for the next pandemic or the next health disaster in a more maybe ordered way? Let's check in with Alex Roth, Bloomberg government reporter. Alex, hearing both Democrats and Republicans are saying that, you know, the U.S. does need to prepare for the next pandemic. Is there any agreement on how we move forward on that?
No, I mean, not entirely. There's a lot of agreement that, you know, money is going to be needed, planning is going to be needed. A sort of shift in the way the government works is definitely in everyone's mind. But a lot of those details, I think, are still, you know, there's still a lot of argument about where money needs to go. Democrats really want to give a lot of money to state governments to beef up their public health system. And Republicans are saying a lot of the money that's been sent hasn't been, has been doled out yet, and that it's not time to start thinking about new funds.
I guess, Alex, when this first happened, let's call it March of last year, I guess my assumption was it is a national problem, a federal problem, therefore there would be a federal response. But that certainly was not the case. It was state by state by state. It's still that way today as we're dealing with vaccines. I think about the early days when I would say not just New York State or the New York metro area, but the country relied upon Governor Cuomo for his daily briefings to figure out what the heck is going on. Going forward, is there a sense that this is a state issue or a federal issue?
Well, I mean, it is a combination of things. I mean, one of the things a lot of people have talked to us about is that, you know, you don't get your health care from the government. You get your health care from a hospital, from a doctor. So if you get sick or if you get, you know, if you contract the virus, mm-hmm. the government isn't the person who cares for you. You go to a hospital. You go to an ER. That's where, you know, in New York they were hit the hardest. That's where the front line really is. And, you know, we have not shifted much of our attention to that at all. You know, your ER operates very similarly to the way it did a year ago. I mean, the medicine is so much better. The doctors are better prepared, you know, for this particular virus. But, you know, frankly, if a different disease comes upon us, we are not more prepared for that.
It seems political, but at the same time, it's about the bureaucracy and the entrenched bureaucracy. Does our budgeting for pandemic come back to basic science research, or is this more ad hoc applied funding that we're talking about?
Well, there is been a lot more attention on research and, you know, basic science. But, you know, a lot of the funds for public health have been, you know, have not been up. We spend, you know, in a lot of states, less than $10 a person on public health. There's not a lot of attention to virus tracing, to disease contact. And, you know, these groups have complained for a year. You know, your local health department has said for years it's underfunded, it's understaffed for these kind of things. And often when these issues recede, you know, in a year or so, hopefully when the virus goes away, there's a lot of fear that the money's going to dry up again and they're going to go back to the way things were.
Alex, thank you so much. Too short a visit. Alex Roth with us with Bloomberg Government here on the Pandemic View forward as well.